What do you say we create a cookbook together?
Okay.
It's a project we're you're game for that, Steve.
Sure,
I'm glad.
Why not?
It's a project we're starting for the holidays, and we are hoping you, our listeners, will submit favorite recipes on Twitter using the hashtag NPRCooks.
Yes, yes, you can fit a recipe into a tweet.
No way.
Just ask Maureen Evans, author of Eat Tweet. Which sounds kind of like an insult. But anyway, Eat Tweet, a Twitter cookbook. She's been sharing recipes with friends and family on Twitter for years and realized early on that not only is it entirely possible, it can also be fun.
I try to pack in all of the necessary basics that a person can look at the instructions and the ingredients and start exercising their own expression of that recipe, because that's what real cooking is.
Expression of that recipe. There really is an art to this, a code, if you will. Evans uses slash marks to help group or separate steps and measurements.
I've got a cranberry sauce recipe for Thanksgiving that says to simmer a cup of H2O slash a cinnamon stick slash three whole cloves.
And ampersand, the symbol for and, gathers ingredients, added at the same time, and in the same amounts. Steps in the recipe are separated by semicolons, and vowels are almost entirely absent.
Pumpkin pie. Mix, comma, heat, 10.5 ounces canned pumpkin, slash, C, beer or sugar, slash, 2 tea, sweet spice.
And I can't even follow normal recipes. This is crazy. Now, although you might have to cut out some of the instructions and detail, Evans promises that that might not be such a bad thing.
I think it's what's not said that allows for that creativity.
Okay, there you go. We will share some of Maureen Evans' recipes as well as her code book. You need a code book to understand these tweets. On our Twitter account, of course. At Morning Edition, we will also be using the hashtag NPRCooks to share and collect recipes throughout the holidays. Hope you will, too. No vowels. This is NPR News.